Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Alistair Ford, who's a non-executive director at Extract Resources. Hi today, Alistair.
Hi, Zach. I'm fine. How are you?
I suppose congratulations are in order. You've just been appointed as the NED at Extract. People presumably know you from your mining activities with Proactive Investors. Presumably there's a bit more to it than that at the moment.
So Colin Bird, who's the guiding force behind Extract, and I have known each other for many, many years. I think it's probably fair to say it's almost 20 years. And over that time, he and I have kind of got to know each other and built up a level of trust, I think, which is strong will constitute a good working relationship. And I think that we've got some mutually compatible areas of expertise. He is a versatile deal maker who comes up with all sorts of interesting ideas and knows his way around the sector, especially in Africa, but also in Australia and other jurisdictions really well. Whereas, as you say, I work with Proactive. I'm very plugged into the city. I talk to mining companies all the time. I monitor the commodities markets very closely. And I just have a very strong familiarity with the corporate world in the city, and I'm based in the UK, whereas Colin has bases in other places. So hopefully that's going to be a good mix. And Extract has been on the deal making path recently, so it's been building up its portfolio, and it seemed to me that it looks like they're putting together quite an interesting range of projects. And it looked like a good moment to get on board and be part of it.
Well, there's two aspects to that. One, it clearly does seem to be a good time to get on board because led by, let's say, gold and maybe copper, asset prices or commodity prices are going rather strong at the moment. How long that'll last, nobody knows. But that's one factor. The other factor is that Extract has, a number of projects, and I suppose retail investors, being what they are, and you probably know this, they tend to value you at the value of the worst project rather than the best one. So is that part of what you're going to try and be an evangelist on?
I would say so. I mean, the thing about the Extract portfolio, as you allude to just there, Zach, is that it does have gold and it does have copper, and I think that those are two of the best metals to be in at the moment. I mean, it's a fairly obvious statement to make with gold marching forwards at around 1900, but there's gold in the Extract portfolio. Even so, to have a company which is generating some money from gold at a time when gold is at $1,900 or higher is a positive thing. And at the same time, with copper prices hovering at around 2-year high, to be doing deals on copper project, the Bushranger project, which has just come into the company, and the other copper projects which are already there, that looks like a favourable commodity mix to me. And as you know, Zach, Colin himself has got a very good track record in developing copper project. I mean, he made a huge amount of money in Zambia some years ago, and fortunes for several of his investors. So this is not a speculative enterprise in the sense that he's done it before, and I watched him do it, and he did it with some significant degree of competence. So to have Colin Bird looking at copper projects in a strong copper market, or a relatively strong copper market, and supported by a reasonable amount of gold in the background. I mean, the speciality on the copper, of course, is that there's gold that comes along with the copper. So we're talking about copper gold projects with a separate element of some gold on its own in Mozambique. So that looks like an attractive product mix to me in a market that looks favourably upon those two commodities at the moment.
Right, but there are another couple of issues there. Colin does have a great track record, but it's a bit like Hollywood in the mining sector. You're only as good as your next project or your next deal. Do you think that sort of mentality has been a bit unfair to Extract?
I mean, Extract gets punched around like any other junior mining company in the sector, and investors are free to put their money where they choose to. And I think that the Extract product portfolio is strong, but it needs to be marketed and explain to investors clearly. And I think that's what we're going to try and do in the coming months and years. I mean, there's going to be quite a lot of activity on Bushranger, I think, in the months ahead, and we'll be putting out some news on that. And there'll be news flow on the other projects too. There should be some cash flow from the Manica operations to some degree. So all in all, it's not a company that just swallows investors' capital without showing any kind of return whatsoever. There is action, there is activity, there's a little bit of cash flow already. There might be some more, and we're going to be going out there and getting to work on the ground and hopefully bringing out some good results in due course.
So what's a decent scenario for Extract? I mean, I think one of the things that, let's say, this is an ordinary person or an ordinary observer, you sort of want to think, is this a small mining company? Is it going to be a medium one? What's the overall outlook? Where do you expect it to be in a year's time? Will the cash be flowing in by that point?
I mean, the amount of cash flow coming into Extract is never going to be large from Manica. It's not really a cash flow company, and it won't be a company that generates huge amounts of cash anytime soon. The usefulness of the cash flow really is more that it does pay some of the bills, some of their central office costs are defrayed, and the need to go to the market and raise capital is mitigated by the fact that there's a little bit of cash flow coming in from the Mozambique side. It's not something that's really going to be able to help finance major exploration programs, that cash flow. So, you know, we're not talking about huge sums here. So I think that going forward in a year's time or possibly longer, what we'll be talking about is embarking in major exploration programs and hopefully building value that way by working up the potential of the copper gold projects in Australia and Africa and building value that way, moving towards much greater understanding and certainty about what's in the ground there, how we can build value there and turn potential resource into real value for shareholders.
And finally, just the backdrop. Obviously, it's been a surprisingly good backdrop once the hiccup of COVID was absorbed, or at least understood the magnitude of it. How much is that helping you at the moment?
In terms of the commodity prices themselves, yes. You mean? Yes, it's a favourable environment. I mean, I don't think there's any debate about that. It's really a question of how we capitalise on that. So there's quite a lot of positive sentiment in the sector. I think that Extract will be able to make good progress on the ground. I think that one thing that may happen is that any further deals that come across the desks of the Extract board may see a little bit of price inflation. So we may see that people are expecting more for their assets, and deal making may become a little bit more tricky. But on the other hand, there's a lot more money coming into the sector at the top end. So the major gold miners and even some of the other major mining companies and other commodities are beginning to see that their cash flow is growing significantly because the margins that they're making on a $1,900 gold prices are much greater than the margins they would make on 12 or 15 around, and they're feeding that down into the exploration sector in general now, because they're looking for the next big thing. They want to keep on making money at these prices and with these big margins, and to do that they need to find the next big project.
Okay, well that's a bright note to finish on. Alistair Ford, non-executive director at Extract Resources, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.